Only Happen Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. One more story about illegal immigration, and we're going to take a bunch of phone calls here. Apparently, this is a story. It's coming out of Washington Times, and it involves a gentleman, if you can apply that term, 26-year-old. The victim was 26-year-old. Illegal immigrant, short version, came to this country, was caught, sent home, came to this country illegally again, and just raped a 26-year-old Philadelphia doctor. And I think nobody can make the case that we should just be letting everybody in across the border. There are going to be some bad people in there, people who couldn't make it in their own country, people who are fleeing prosecution for crimes they committed, and they're okay. People bringing in drugs, people bringing in biological weapons. Department of Homeland Security is increasing the crotch groping on all these air flights coming to the United States of America, but somebody could walk an atomic bomb across that Texas border right now. Nobody would notice it. It's completely absurd. All righty, we're going to start taking phone calls here. George in Texas, aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, you know, I kind of remember when I was real young, I lived in the Southern Fort. I remember the experience of the effect of the Marion boat lift and how an influx of Cubans were in South Florida, especially around Miami. And a nurse I known for a long time, how the healthcare system was swamped. People, like I say, didn't have cholera, too many communicable diseases, but they did have like scurvy and a lot of vitamin deficiencies. And just this example of being swamped in South Florida from the Marion boat lift really tells you about things to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, Castro took advantage of that whole situation. He went down and he emptied all of Cuba's prisons, put them on the boat, said 90 miles north. There you go. And again, when you have people who are choosing to come to the United States of America, generally it's because what they've got in their own country isn't working out. And that may be as much to do with their own shortcomings and failings as it is the country that they're living in. They could have engaged in drug crime. They've been caught. They're fleeing arrest. This gentleman who just raped that teacher up in Philadelphia, maybe he's got a long history of raping his own country. There has to be some common sense that our borders have to be secure so that we have the option of deciding who gets to come into our home and who is best to be kept out.
Well,
okay?
even like the Cuban exile community, they kept for a long time. They voted Democrat. They haven't quite got the old system out of them yet.
Yeah,
and I think it really started to change with the saga of Elian Gonzalez. But I don't really think there was too much influx of Republicans. But it just shows, for the immigration naturalization problems, the naturalization process is to get that old country out of you. And so, like, bringing in and having a person embrace the new, the American culture. And, you know.
Well, it does appear right now that this is all being driven by the Democratic Party's desire to have at least one policy victory in Obama's second term, which is immigration reform. And they're desperate for that because otherwise everybody's going into November in 2016 talking about Obamacare, Benghazi, the economy, the wars, and so forth and so on. And we're seeing national policy being driven by ego and vanity and saving face, and those are really lousy ways to be running the country right now.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like I say, but Marion boat lift, I experienced it personally, and I'll just tell you one thing. It was a microcosm of things to come. And like I said, Jimmy Carter told the Cubans, come right up.
It did.
But even like the Cuban community and a lot of people in Florida, a lot of people with the Cuban, like with the policy, it used to be come on over. Now it's the wet feet, dry feet policy. If you can make it here and make it on dry feet on shore, you can stay. But if you're caught out in the ocean wet feet, you get sent back. I wish they had that policy for the Rio Grande River.
I wish they certainly did, or any place else. And like I said, all these people who are saying we've got to have open borders, it's like saying that you have to leave the front door to your house open so that anybody who wanders by can walk in whenever they want and help themselves to whatever's in there. All right, George, we got to let you go. I got a bunch of phone calls I need to get to. We're going to switch over to Cameron in Great Britain. Cameron, thank you for holding. What's on your mind today?
So I hope you've had a nice weekend.
I did. Thank
you. Well, I was thinking about this immigration, well, illegal aliens. I was thinking if the purpose was to actually bring voters and potential soldiers in, why they have so many, I mean, women and children? And it suddenly hit me that would it be possible that they actually plan to put women and children in one of these FEMO camps, the biggest ones, perform a false flag, blow them up, blame it on the citizens, and then actually have all the excuses in the world to declare martial law and, you know, start...
Well, it's an interesting thought. The problem I have with that is if somebody blows up a FEMA camp, it's going to be seen as a complete failure of the U.S. security apparatus where they can't even protect their own most protected zone. The vast majority of these people coming across the border are young men aged 14 to 18, which is, you know, verging on military trainability. I don't know about the Democratic voter aspect yet, because over the weekend I took the map of the cities and camps where these kids are being sent to, and I overlaid them on a red versus blue map of the U.S., and it didn't look to me like they were being sent to the states that are sort of hovering between red and blue in order to shift the demographics. So exactly what's going on, I don't know. But I think a big part of it is Obama is hoping that if he just lets all these kids in and just sends them all over the country, it's going to make it impossible, or at least impractical, to round them all up and send them back again. And that he's going to corner Congress into passing his amnesty bill. And I don't think he's thinking beyond that at all. It's just, I got to have a policy victory. You know, I'm worried about my legacy. What will the history books say about me? You know, are they going to talk about Benghazi and Obamacare? Or will I be the president who reformed immigration? In other words, just absolutely opened the borders to everybody.
I think with Obama, we've passed long, long past that line. I mean, the history knows how, he knows how he's going to be referred to in the histories anyway. Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Cameron. And Obama, maybe... basically looking at this from the point of view of being a past president able to rewrite his history, as so many of them have. But in the age of the internet, and this is one of the reasons they're trying to gain control of it, in the age of the internet, the victors don't get to write their own history anymore. We're going to switch over to Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's fascinating is these people are... they're being used as a weapons system against our country. At the very same time, they're getting brought into our country at the most dangerous time. No matter who you are, whether you're white, black, Latino, Asian, whatever, it's like somebody needs to tell these people you're getting brought into a trap. Right when they're about to drop the hammer on our society, you folks are getting brought in, and you think you're leaving one society for one that's better, but darn it, this thing could turn into a horror story real quick with the posturing of the federal government against the citizenry and all the rest of it. It's like, folks, you're not coming into the bowl of cherries here. You're coming into a possible house of horrors. And so somebody in the Latino community needs to tell these people, hey, wait a minute. The United States government right now is not acting like a nice father that's going to pat you on the head. They're stockpiling ammo, armored vehicles, and the rest. And, you might not actually want to come up here.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break here. But I've known people who came here to work on some motion pictures who became legal U.S. citizens, and they have since given that up and gone back to their original home country because the United States isn't as it was advertised, propagandized to them in their home country. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones here. Brenda in Idaho. Aloha, Brenda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just kind of wondering, why are we seeing all these creepolas, you know, like the Clintons, and Cheney now is getting in after he got his new heart? Where'd he get that from? But anyway, why are we seeing all this kinds of stuff?
Well, they're trying to basically exploit what they think is star power of past political lights as everybody starts jockeying for the November election and ultimately for 2016. What is probably behind much of this, such as Dick Cheney, of course, is the neocons understand that their century of unending war is in serious, serious trouble. And they're trying to figure out some way they can revive the support of the American people for flinging our babies onto the bayonets of every country that refuses the petrodollar. And so they're out there trying to basically push that agenda forward. But they're relying on star power because politicians see themselves as media celebrities, and they are. They're handled that way. And certainly for those who are surrounding Hillary Clinton, you know, they are preparing to move her forward for 2016. I understand that Barack Obama is supporting Elizabeth Warren in 2016, and Hillary is now trying to distance herself from Obama so she does not carry the taint of his failed presidency into 2016. And Elizabeth Warren, if you're listening to this broadcast, please stay out of small aircraft from now on. Anything else you want to say, Brenda?
Well, I had a lot of faith and confidence in Elizabeth Warren, but right now, I mean, they just get you so undecided, and so, you just want to choke them around the neck.
Yeah, well, that seems to be a growing sentiment among the American people, according to the latest polls, and again, every election, it seems like we have to vote for the lesser of two evils, which is still evil and a stupid way to run a country. Anybody who really wants to change things is simply not allowed to play. We saw that with Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012. And he definitely had the grassroots support, and he had the agenda and the mandate to make some real serious changes. In the end, though, the problems we are facing in this country are systemic to the government as a whole. There's no one individual that you can point to and say, if this person were out of office, things would get better. No, they wouldn't, because there's a huge line of people waiting for that same office, all of whom have already made that deal with the devil to continue the money junkie and war agenda should they be allowed to sit in the Oval Office or the Square Office or the Triangular Office or the Oblate Spheroid Office or whatever they're going to call it.
So then what do you suggest? When 2016 comes up, I don't know how to vote. I mean,
well, I'll be very honest, and
I'm just in a dilemma.
Well, with the massive amounts of election fraud we are seeing in our national elections, it almost doesn't matter who you vote for, because it really comes down to a contest between the vote riggers. Only if there's an overwhelming landslide. Because the vote riggers can't reverse that, or it becomes obvious that's what happened. But I still see that this government of the United States of America and this Federal Reserve System are going to implode the way the former Soviet Union did. I wish I knew when it was going to happen. Frankly, I'm amazed they've kept it together this long. But I think at this point, it's inevitable. They're trapped by their own histories. They're trapped by their own greed. And what we, the American people, need to do is be prepared to take care of ourselves and each other for about a four-month period while we put together a new government in this land. And rule number one, no private central banks. Rule number two, no private central banks. Rule number three, no private central banks. And I'm still working on the rest of the list.
And amen.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Brenda, we're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is actually Larry in Texas.
This is Larry in Texas.
Yeah.
That darn hamster, he's been chewing on those phone lines again here. All right, so Larry in Texas, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I really enjoy your show, but there's one part that you just went over just a couple of segments ago about these illegals carrying diseases over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not questioning your integrity or anything, but I don't know who put this story out. The scabies, from what I understand, is caused from a lack of vitamin C. And
it's a parasite. You're thinking scurvy.
Scurvy. You're right.
Scurvy.
I stand corrected. I was going to say it can be cured by eating oranges.
That's true. They absolutely can't. No. Scabies is a very tiny mite that burrows into the skin and starts reproducing. And there are medical treatments for it. These people don't have it. I'm looking at a story here now where apparently two child immigrants in Texas have been confirmed to have swine flu. And this is the H1N1, the highly contagious variety. They were found on Friday. They were caught coming across the border, and that means if they've caught two coming across the border with swine flu, then probably a couple of dozen more that were undetected are now inside the country. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go. So I guess the phone lines are open here, and I want to move on to the NSA spying. Now, last week, Glenn Greenwald was supposed to be publishing a story that would reveal the depth and scale of NSA spying onto law-abiding American citizens. Somehow, through some maneuver, the U.S. government was able to delay that. But fortunately, other media are stepping into the fray. Russia Today ran a story about how the NSA has gathered startlingly intimate data on ordinary citizens. Now, basically, they're already admitting to the fact that 9 out of every 10 people being spied on by the NSA are not actual targets or suspects. They're just scooped up. And it is not just the metadata. Remember, we got a confirmation from another whistleblower a week ago. The NSA is saving all the content of all your electronic communication, your emails to the person you're having an affair with, mental health issues you're trying to deal with, photos of yourself in states of undress for your significant other. And the NSA is keeping it all in case they need it, in case they need to blackmail you with something. And so basically, and again, we proved with our NSA challenge, the NSA cannot break into the communications of real criminals and real terrorists who can guard their communications from the NSA. I issued my first NSA challenge over a year ago. For one whole solid year, I have been batting 1,000 against the National Security Agency's best cryptographers. And if I can do it, and I'm just an amateur at this stuff, then real experts working for foreign governments, so forth, can do it as well. The problem is all these foreign governments are using American-based computer services and American-branded computers, even though they're made in Asia. And now they're realizing all that stuff was backdoored, and it didn't matter what frontline encryption got put on. Their secrets were still going out there. Remember the big scandal over NSA key in the Microsoft encryption architecture, which basically meant the NSA got your clear text before you put any encryption on? Well, the Germans are very angry over this latest scandal where a German security agent working for the United States, double agent, was spying on Germany's official investigation into NSA abuses. Why that is significant? When we come back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And to look at Fox News, we're definitely in a period of condidization. They're still going on and on about this guy who very stupidly left his kid in the car, in the sun, and the kid passed away. And it's a tragic, tragic situation, but it doesn't affect the rest of our lives. It's a horrible tragedy. Mention it and go on, but they're obsessing about it. They are not reporting on what's going on over in Ukraine. They're certainly not reporting on that Palestinian boy who was burned to death, burned alive. And apparently the Israelis who did it have now just said, yeah, we did it. What are you going to do about it? So we're not seeing any of that stuff coming out on the corporate media. We're all being conditized. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Harvey in Nevada. Aloha, Harvey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, this immigration thing is really upsetting me. And what I want to know is it true that there are radio and television stations in Central America that are actually playing ads or PSAs encouraging these kids to come to the border?
Yeah, and they're being told that if they can get across the border, they will be given amnesty.
Well, then I think if anybody that's a real good investigative reporter living in Central America can hear us right now, they get in and sneak into those TV stations and find out where the money is coming from to pay for those announcements. Because there's always a money trail, and if that money trail leads back here to the White House, man, we have a scandal and a half.
We're already up to, like, I think 17 or 18 scandals here, and we can't get Congress to do a darn thing about it. So another one. But, yeah, I think we're approaching the point where the American people have just had it, and they're fed up. somebody ran a poll saying something like 30% of Americans are now okay with the idea of an armed revolution against Washington, D.C., which I don't agree with because that's what the federal government, Washington, D.C., wants. That's what they're prepared for, because what this government knows how to do best is put holes in people and other people's property. They don't know how to get the roads working. They don't know how to get the irrigation working. Don't know how to manufacture. Don't know how to grow crops. Don't know how to do anything at all. But they're really, really good at killing and murder and mayhem because they've been doing it for so long.
I'd love to know who's paying for those ads and if it comes back to America. There's got to be a money trail that can be traced. And a good investigative reporter that lives down there and has contacts in these radio and TV stations might be able to find out what this is about. Who's paying for these train rides for these kids to come up here? Who's paying for buses to get them across Central America to our border? There's got to be somebody behind this. It sounds like an organized thing. It really is.
It really is. Remember when we were being told by the media that these kids were walking all the way from Ecuador and Bolivia, and then it turns out, no, they're on trains. They're inside the trains. They have some videos of them riding on top of the trains. Mexico's obviously very good with this. But here's something we do know for a fact. Once they're across the border, it is you, the American taxpayer, being forced to pay for their bus and plane tickets to send them out to Los Angeles and Boston and up to Washington State and the rest of it. So it is. This is a giant organized migration. And we know the U.S. government was involved at the very beginning because last January, the U.S. government put out a tender for a contract for a company and workers to take care of 65,000 unaccompanied minors coming into the United States. So they knew back in January this was going to happen. Which means they were definitely involved in setting this whole thing up.
Well, I just want you to know also that I got tired of all the crap news on TV, and I bought my own satellite dish, and I've been listening to you every day in RBN on Galaxy 19. That's the only way I have to get to you guys, and keep it up, please.
Just as long as we can. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Sam in Washington. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sam, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hey, how's it going there?
That's going pretty good. What's on your mind today?
Oh, me and my family listen to you every day. We love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, I was just wondering, what are your thoughts about how Israel is pretty much in our Congress, like over, I think it's 70% now.
Well, Israel's influence is both over with, you know, obviously pro-Israel members of Congress who are in office, although as Eric Cantor just showed, the voting sentiment is definitely moving against that. Then there, of course, is the covert influence through AIPAC, and of course we can presume that when Israel spies on our politicians, it is to gain information to blackmail them with. In fact, there's a very interesting story from back during the Clinton years when that whole Monica Lewinsky thing was coming up, is that somebody had a phone tap on Monica Lewinsky's phone and caught recordings of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky engaging in phone sex. And then right about that same time, Bill Clinton ordered the FBI to stop their hunt for Israel's top agent in the U.S. government, codenamed Mega. So apparently he got blackmailed with those audio tapes. And blackmail is a major part of foreign policy, and Israel loves to play that game.
Okay, well, how about did you hear that Israel will be destroyed within 10 years, is what they were saying as a major headline?
I didn't see that headline, but I think Israel's government...
I think it was Kissinger that told them to print.
He could very well be right. Israel's government is destroying itself, just like the United States. They've destroyed their credibility with the rest of the world. All of these decades of propaganda about being the perpetual victim, it's crumbling when we see just how barbaric Israel is acting right now. We understand that Israel has been all along a nuclear power. And people are just sick and tired of hearing the whining, and they're tuning out. And I think Israel's government will not be here in 10 years. But I'm sure the Israeli people are probably going to put a new government together that's going to be a little bit more responsive to their needs and perhaps a little less dependent on a constant state of fear-mongering and war. We're going to have the same thing here in the United States of America. I mean, we've got foreign government, we've got the U.S. government now openly admitting that they steer public policy with false flag attacks. They're now admitting, yeah, we blew it up to get you to go after the Russians or whatever. So,
well, yeah, they have to admit it. Well, did you see also in the news where Israel said that they will have their Israel settlements moved to Ukraine? That Ukraine
I'm
will
not
be
sure
open
where,
to accepting
I'm
it.
Not sure where I saw that story coming from. And when I saw it, I kind of thought, hey, this feels like a hoax. This feels like a hoax. They're not going to move.
They need soldiers to stand up against Russia.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably send soldiers there, but they're not going to dismantle the settlements they already have in the West Bank. Well, they may go up to Ukraine and build new settlements. I mean, a lot of Israelis moved to Iraq following the lynching of Saddam Hussein, and they're buying up a lot of assets and resources there as well. Anyway, listen, Sam, I need to let you go. The phone lines are really loading up, and I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Pat in Las Vegas, aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Did you see in South Dakota they had a parade float? It had an outhouse with a sign on the side that said Obama Presidential Library.
I loved it.
Oh, it was great. And people cheered when it went by. You know, the other comment, I had called once before about Nestle and them looking to buy up water rights.
Yes.
They've done that in Northern California. The only way to get to these people, all they're interested in is money. Don't buy Nestle products.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. Unfortunately, one of the problems we have with our current legal system, there used to be laws in place in the United States to prevent companies from acquiring a monopoly on any one commodity or product. Unfortunately, those laws over the decades have been stripped away. And if Nestle basically buys all of the water faucets, then you're going to have to deal with Nestle at the price that Nestle sets. And we know that the CEO of Nestle has openly stated water is not a natural right. It should be commoditized. You should be forced to pay a corporation for your drinking water. Next, it'll be air. Air is not an inalienable right. If you don't pay your air bill, we come over and we suffocate you.
Another comment. Is racism only against blacks?
No, racism is anybody not liking somebody else because of their race, whether it's Italian, Spanish, French, English, and I think one of the reasons we're taught to focus so much on racism against the black is to obfuscate the fact that we ourselves are the victim of racism in our own society from this certain small percentage that thinks they are God's chosen.
Well,
but we're not supposed to look at that discrimination. You know, we just have to be so worried about whether we're discriminating against blacks and Hispanics.
Well, Obama's discriminating against all the blacks in Detroit. He's willing to spend untold amounts on bringing in the illegal aliens, and the last number I heard was over 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
They will all go on relief, collect things, but we can't give water to the people in Detroit.
I agree. It's an absolute, it's another scandal in an age of scandals. All right, Pat, need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to talk with Steve in Florida when we come back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell
expert and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phone. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike, and hello to you, too. Hey, I was wondering if you have seen James Corbett's latest. He finally got it done, the video about the Federal Reserve, and I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it is, and we've got it linked to the front page of what really happened right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
no,
it's a
very good... Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. It's a very good telling. Basically goes in further into depth about this scam of private central banking, and the world is waking up to this now, and the bankers are getting very, very nervous. See, they have survived all these years by brainwashing you in school that the bankers are here to help you. The bankers are here to make your life wonderful. No, they aren't. They're here to loot you of all the work product they can get out of you any way they can get it. And now the world is beginning to realize that. And the bankers are getting desperate. Over the weekend, Gene Simmons, the lead singer from the band Kiss, actually came out trying to defend private central banking and saying if we were to lose those private central banks, it would be the end of civilization as we know it. which is sort of kind of true. Certainly civilization the way the bankers know it, but that doesn't mean there wouldn't be a new civilization that was created along the lines of the United States when it was founded without a private central bank. And I think that we'd be better for ordinary people. So these bankers are getting scared that everybody is getting onto this. And remember, I want to draw a very clear line between normal depositor banking. If that's your bank down there on Main Street where you have a savings account they pay interest on, at least for the moment, and they loan that money out and, they charge interest on that, and from that they make their money. That's a normal depositor bank. I'm talking about the private central banks that have hijacked the money creation authority of whatever nation they are preying upon in order to issue all that money as a loan at interest to trap the nation in usury. There is a reason that all ancient religions forbade usury, including Christianity up until the time of the Templars, because they had seen how usury destroyed ancient civilizations up to and including Rome. The Roman Empire was destroyed from within by accumulating debt, because when all of the currency in circulation is issued as a loan at interest, you can never pay the debt off. The debt grows faster than the available money supply. That's what brought Rome down to a point of weakness where it could be overrun. That's what's bringing the United States down right now. The common enemy of all mankind are private central banks issuing all the public currencies alone at interest. They have got to go, or future generations of human beings will spend their lives in debt slavery to the bankers. And there will be war after war after war after war, because the bankers love wars, and world wars are inevitable in a world with private central banks to square the debt when it gets too huge to deal with. It's this horrible three-step process. When you get a private central bank in a country, everybody goes into debt, pay for their house, their car, their whatever, until the people reach a point where they can't support the debt payments and they stop borrowing. In order to keep that pyramid scam going, this is when the Keynesian economists come in and say government has to borrow on behalf of the people and without their permission. So you have the government that's borrowing like crazy. Then when you reach the point where the people won't borrow anymore and the government can't borrow anymore, that is when they start the world war, because war forces every government to have to borrow more deeply to fight the war, and after the war is over, to borrow even more to rebuild from the war. And it plunges the people back into debt to those bankers for another 100 years. That's the scam. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're into number three. All righty, let's see. The phone lines are loading up again. Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I had a few questions I wanted to ask. One is, when illegals cross the border, is that the point when the Constitution is suspended and everybody's right for redress of grievances and peaceful protest is all suspended and federal agents must be brought in like BLM snipers to make sure everyone stands in their First Amendment zones and at which time
this government has been suspending or bypassing the Bill of Rights left and right for decades now. It's just they're so obvious about it now. Everybody understands that's exactly what they're doing.
But it seems like in order to borrow more money from the Federal Reserve, you have to create some sort of crisis, such as when Pelosi said when everybody goes on welfare, that's the greatest form of job creation because everyone gets a check. And when you're borrowing money at interest from the Federal Reserve, and then we switch from peacetime into wartime and the loan rate doubles, then we're twice as bad off as before.
And no, you're absolutely right here, and Pelosi is insane. Just printing up, borrowing money and printing up checks for everybody, that's not full employment. And in hiring everybody to grab each other's crotches at the airport doesn't really solve the problem. The only way to prosper a nation is you've got to be manufacturing products that other nations want to buy. You have to be growing agricultural produce that is safe to eat so other nations will buy it. That is the only way you can prosper the nation. You can't just take money and move it around in circles really, really fast and hope that it will grow magically of itself, because it doesn't. Go ahead.
When the TSA union was caught stealing money out of the passengers' luggage, the union came forward and said that we demand that we not be prosecuted for being caught stealing millions of dollars. But Pelosi's words were, unemployment checks are best way to create jobs. That was exactly what she said.
Right out of George Orwell. Right out of George Orwell. You know, the reality is they don't know how to fix the problem. And the reason is because, first of all, we have a permanent ruling class of politicians who don't know anything but how to look good on TV and, you know, do a good sales pitch. They're lawyers, or they've got inherited wealth. They don't know how to lay bricks or put down a road or fix the plumbing. They don't know any of these things.
They make false promises, and then they get in office and they don't have the ability to do what they claim that they were able, that they, you know, to get elected. They make these phony, unachievable promises. And then
that's how they get in there. Joe, I'm gonna let you go here because I need to finish up a thought. The reason this country is heading for a fall is our entire ruling class has forgotten how to manufacture products or grow safe, healthy agricultural produce because of Bretton Woods siphoning off a mafia-like piece of the action of global commerce and sending it to Wall Street. Wall Street turned its back on manufacturing, said, we don't need to get our manicured fingernails greasy. Well, if we have to manufacture, we'll send it to another country. And because of that, they're now dependent on the perpetuation of the petrodollar and Bretton Woods. Without those, the U.S. financial system will collapse because they don't have anything else to base the economy on. We're not a manufacturing powerhouse. Other countries don't want to buy what we're selling, whether it's GMO corn or these hideously inflated and not working weapon systems like the F-35, which is now grounded because it has this annoying habit of self-immolation on takeoff. And that's why we're in this situation where they're trying to get a world war going. They don't know any other way to fix the problem, because these are basically professional politicians. They know how to look good. They promise whatever they think the voters want to hear. They'll take credit for anything good that happens, even if they had nothing to do with it. And everything bad that gets comes down the line is somebody else's fault or the will of the imaginary playmate in the sky. That's what politicians do. They're salespeople. They're very, very good salespeople. And that's all they are, which is why they make stupid, self-contradictory statements like we're hearing from Nancy Pelosi. All righty, we're going to take a break here for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with hour number three, and we've got a caller waiting on the line. Keith, I'm going to take your call as soon as we come back.